Well, who do we have here? That's an interesting book you've got there. But somehow, I have a feeling your attention hasn't quite been on that book ever since you noticed my presence in this room. I can only remember someone like you used to hide behind a book while their eyes went somewhere else, landing on me instead. What's that look on your face, sweetie? You look like you've seen a ghost. Is there something wrong? Oh, then you do remember me after all these years. I'm so glad to see you again, my apprentice. Well, former apprentice. It feels like yesterday you were in my university classes and I would show you and teach you all sorts of things. I assume you're finishing uni now, and judging by these complex books you've been piling up, I can tell that you're still the smart student who captured my attention ever since, just as much as I captured his. I could have sensed your eyes laying all over me with the same steady look you always had in my classes. And to this day, you still don't know how to make it any less obvious, do you? Oh, there it is. You're blushing. Time might have passed, but you always remain my sweet and adorable student. Studying all these topics by yourself must be very exhausting and taking a toll on you. So why don't you pause for a minute and come take a break with me? It will be just like the old days when you used to stay with me after class. And if I recall correctly, we also have some unfinished business from last time, remember? Wouldn't you like us to pick up from where we left off? Yeah? In that case, hold my hand and let me guide you. I know a place in this library where no one will be able to interrupt us. Okay, here we are, the library archives. People these days forgot this place even exists. Perfect for some privacy. Then let me spoil you with a sight I'm sure you'll appreciate. Starting with the top, I'll unbutton my shirt and my bra so you can see my big, luscious breasts. Whoa, it only took a few open buttons and the spring out of my shirt. It seems like they're so happy to see you again. Then I slowly slide down my skirt in front of you, revealing my smooth, fat ass along my thick, juicy thighs. Would you like me to bend over so you can enjoy a better view, So that when I take my panties off, yeah, you want to lay your eyes over my butt-naked body, You like what you see? You were so focused and bewitched by the sight of my bare physique right in your face that you don't seem to even notice your mouth drooling right now. I find that really cute. Keep observing, sweetie. Study me from every angle. But don't forget that learning is about practice, too. So let's get into a more hands-on approach, shall we? How about we take your hand? Put it right on my boobs so you can feel them for yourself. And maybe even squeeze them a little. Yeah, just like that. You can move your other hand too. Oh, you're grabbing my ass already. You're such a fast learner. I see you haven't lost your touch. That's right, sweetie. Touch me wherever you like. Explore my body with those curious hands. Feel my smooth and soft skin, my pretty legs, my lean waist, my wide hips, everything. Now look up at me, darling. Let's pick from where we left off from last time. Come here. Such a good kisser. Turns out the teacher's pet still loves his favorite teacher with the same adore he once had, if not more so. Oh, how I missed having you in my arms calling you that. My precious pet. Here, let me mark your lips and face more with my red lipstick. Mm. I can feel your hard cock pressed up against my thighs. It's so needy and begging for attention. Let me lower your pants and I'll give you a helping hand with that. There we go. Feel my hand running so slick through your shaft. Lubed up by the pre-seminal juices you've been licking from the tip into my palm and fingers. Keep your face between my boobs like this. And keep running your hands all over my body. You're doing a good job, sweetie. I remember you would constantly have a boner every time I would lean to your desk or bend over to pick a pen I purposely dropped, only for us to solve that problem after class like we always did. Since the last time we had an intimate moment, we were so rudely interrupted. Your cock has been missing me, hasn't it? But don't worry, my pet. Now that we're finally back together and there's no longer that annoying principal checking in on us, I'll make sure your cock will always get well treated like it deserves. You like it when I rub your tip against my thigh? Feels good, doesn't it? And let me get your cock down there so I can keep stroking you using my inner thighs. You're so warm between my legs. I can feel it sliding under my pussy and a tip reaching my ass cheeks. Squeeze closer to me and let's rub our bodies together. Let's make each other feel good. That's right. Can you feel my entrance grinding on your shaft? It's so close to being inside my pussy. All it needs is just a slight change of angle for it to slide right in nice and smoothly. So be a good boy for me, and maybe I'll let you stick it in. You certainly did not expect your study evening at the library to go this way, huh? Reuniting with your favorite teacher that used to do naughty stuff with you. And the first thing you do is follow her like a good pet and get back to doing even more naughty stuff. A young man like you, a mature woman like me. You know I'm old enough to be your mommy, right? You really thought I would forget that time you called me mommy right in front of the entire class? Your face turned so bright red, and you were so cute and adorable that I really wanted to hug you and kiss you right in front of everyone. But I had to wait later that day to console you, just like I'm doing now, with my arms around you, your head buried in between my tits, and your cock rubbing against me, or even better, inside me. So far, you've been a good boy for me, sweetie. I think you've earned your reward. Does my good boy want to slide his cock inside mommy's tight and warm pussy? Yeah, I thought so, honey. Here, I'll guide the tip right in and... Oh, fits like a glove. Your size has always been perfect for me. Oh, and we parted ways. You left a hole in my heart. And in my lower region that only you and your cock are able to fill. It's so nice to have you back in my pussy again, my pet. Right where you belong. Now keep fucking into mommy's pussy. Feel how much it has missed you and tightens around your cock. Oh, I have to admit, sometimes I was jealous of the girls your age in class. I was afraid they would hit on you and take away my good pet from me. And they would soon move past having feelings for me. I know it's kind of late to ask you this, but... You don't happen to have a girlfriend, do you? No? Oh, that's a relief. Yeah, I'm really relieved now. I'm glad to see that my pet chose to remain loyal to mommy, knowing that the only one who can satisfy his needs is me, and only me. I remember back in the day, it became such a habit for us to wait for everyone to leave after class, and lock the door and have sex as if it was a regular everyday activity. Doing it on the chair, on the desk, on the floor, in all positions. Heck, what haven't we done in that room? On some days you would feel so down and stressed out that you would look for me and ask me to give you some tutoring, which was just another word for comforting you with a nice blowjob that would boost your mood and cheer you up, and it worked perfectly fine every single time. Oh my god. Oh yes. What's that, sweetie? Oh, you want me to give you some tutoring now? Oh, very well. If that's what my pet wants, that's what my pet gets. Make yourself comfortable in that office chair and open your legs for me. I'll get on my knees for you. Looks like my good boy's been pent up lately with so many duties and responsibilities in your academic life. You have barely any time to relieve yourself and de-stress. Isn't that right, sweetie? But don't worry. Mommy will take care of that for you. Does my boy enjoy it when I gently wrap my lips around his cock and glide along the shaft? Like it when I mark your cock with my red lipstick down you. Especially when I leave a clear mark right at the base. When I take you all the way in. You look so pleased when my tongue licks the underside of the tip with my hands. Caressing your inner thighs. And softly massaging your balls. Sucking you off like this is one of my favorite activities after a long day of teaching. There's something about watching you whimpering and moaning as I'm pleasing you that makes me feel so hot. I'll make sure you'll ace your exams at university, honey. I'll be there to relieve all the academic stress out of you so you can feel better again. Whatever it may be, at the library at my place, I'll make sure you'll leave fully relaxed and smart. Honey, you're being too loud now. You're getting very close. You must be sweating. It's okay. It's okay, darling. Mommy's here. Don't be shy and let it all out. I want my pet to squeeze out every single drop into Mommy's mouth and tongue. Now give it to me. Come for me. Come, my mouth, sweeter. Come. Come. Okay, sweetie, I'll stop sucking you off for now. I have to make sure to even get the last drop out of you. It's clear my pet has finally been relieved properly now. Seeing how he's laying back on his chair, that satisfied look on his face, and my red lipstick marks all over him. Now take your time and rest easy, and I'll need you to help me put my bra back on. And of course, we also have to arrange your next session together.